Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. We will begin today with a segment that we are starting. It's called Open-Hearted Discussion. I have two special guests with me today, Catherine Thibodeau and Gwendolyn Taylor. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Vanessa.
Awesome. And, you know, this is such a wonderful time that three women are getting together talking about our life experiences. And that's what all open-hearted discussion is about. It's about our life experiences. It's about things that we went through and how God actually brought us out and helped us get through this process so we come on the other side stronger. And so I'm grateful to have my guests with me today. And so we will start out by discussing rejection, and I'm sure a lot of people out there can relate to that. But first, we will begin with a word of prayer. Gwendolyn, will you mind leading us in prayer this morning?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for this awesome opportunity to come before you, the God of all gods and Lord of all lords, the only God that we know, Heavenly Father. We thank you.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray,
yes,
Heavenly Father, that all the ears that are open and the eyes of your spirit receive,
yes, Jesus,
what is going to be spoken today. God,
yes,
we hope and pray that souls are blessed all over,
yes,
all
Lord,
over the world, Father God. And we pray that through our experiences that someone's life is touched today,
yes,
in
Lord,
the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And most importantly, God, we thank you for your unity, coming,
yes,
together,
Lord,
as women of God, doing exactly what you're what's asked of us, to go out and reach a nation,
yes, Lord,
touch hearts and minds and souls.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you right now that yokes will be broken, lives will be delivered, Father God. We thank you in Jesus' name. God bless you,
yes,
and
Lord,
be blessed.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So, ladies, when you think of rejection, I mean, what comes to mind? I mean, we all got many stories of being rejected, whether it was through friendships or family or spouse or different things, jobs or whatever. But what comes to mind, Kathy, what do you think about when you think about rejection?
Well, I was just kind of looking this up, and it says in the Free Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it says, rejection is to refuse to believe, accept, or consider something.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times I think we look at rejection, we think it's in a relationship from a man and a woman, but it can be any relationship. It can be someone you work with. It can be your sibling. It can be just friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of thinking about a time, even like now, even in being married and being in a relationship, sometimes you feel rejected all the time. Or like, say, for instance, my husband, he works long hours.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom, what have you. And then he'll come home,
mm-hmm,
and I'll give him his time to, you know, settle
kinda
in.
Wind down.
And
mm-hmm,
then when I'm ready to talk and he's not ready,
mm-hmm,
to me, that feels like rejection. It,
yes,
doesn't feel like, you know, mm-hmm, I'm giving him his space. So, but it goes deeper than just like, oh, you know, he's not giving me enough time. But it does feel like because I'm trying to convey something to him,
mm-hmm,
and I'm not getting his undivided attention.
Yes.
So for me, I feel like I feel rejection often.
Yes.
And I don't know if I can define that as rejection, but that's one of the things I struggle with,
mm-hmm,
kind of like now in my relationship.
Right. I can understand that. I can relate to that. And I think a lot of women go through that. And because we're just different kind of creatures than men, we process things differently. And I was thinking about that the other day when you have like two people that are kind of opposite, you know, so you have a real talkative or communicative person, and then you have a person that's kind of like kind of retreats. Now, when you're first starting to date or go out, it's very exciting.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, mm-hmm, he's kind of quiet and she's talkative and he's thinking, "Ooh, I just love to listen to what you're saying," right? And she's getting all the time in the world and he's just hanging on every word. But you know what? As time goes on, he is not that talkative, and she continues to talk. And then what happens there? You do get a sense of rejection.
Absolutely.
You feel like, man, well, I want to talk now, and now all of a sudden I'm not able to talk.
Right.
I'm not able to express myself.
Right.
And
exactly,
he's probably thinking, well, honey, you know, it's fine. I love you. I'm home. You know, we just talk a little bit and say a few things, and that's okay. But you're thinking, well, I don't get a chance to get it all out.
Right, exactly.
I don't get a chance to really express. Now, what do you think?
Well, you know, as we were sitting here thinking, Vanessa, I'm thinking back over my life. You know, rejection is so huge. It's so huge, and it's so powerful in so many people's lives, and it can go either way, in many ways, in many directions. But for me, in my experience, one of the things for me, I'm feeling in my heart and my soul, you'd never want to be the one to reject the individual.
Yes.
You never want to be in that seat to reject other people. Because when you, if you've ever experienced it, if you haven't, live long enough.
Yes.
Live long enough, go to sleep, wake up.
Yeah.
You'll live long enough and you'll experience what rejection is.
Right.
And it starts really young because you learn this at a very young age, even as children.
Right.
But as you progress and fast forwarding with rejection, it's, you put out, we as women, we're so nurturing.
Right.
We're just a nurturing, beautiful species.
Mm-hmm.
And we give so much by nature because it's just the way God designed us.
Yes.
We nurture, we pamper, we give, we give. So as a result of that, you do want to feel appreciated.
You do.
You really do. You want to feel, sometimes even people have a way of communicating it different ways.
Right.
And sometimes you just want to hear the verbal word.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate you.
Right.
And I don't think it's always an intentional thing in relationships, yet it be husband, wife, mother, daughter, father, son. We need to learn how to communicate that the other person don't feel rejected.
Right.
Because it's not always an intentional thing.
Right.
To make a person feel rejected, but our actions
translate
the rejection. Okay, you know when your husband gets home.
Yes,
you mean to, if you're home before he gets home, you really want to love him. Hey, baby, how was your day, honey?
Right.
How was your day? How was this? How was that? Well, he may need that wound down time, just like Catherine was saying. You know, earlier.
Yes.
And you just want to reach out and give a hug or give him his space, and he may not even feel like that.
Right.
But in your heart, you just felt rejected.
Right.
That may have not even been the real intent of that.
Exactly.
A lot on his plate, a lot that day.
Right.
But sometimes I think that when we take time out and really start loving the way God say love.
Right.
And just take that moment out and just say, hey, honey, you know what? Yeah. I love you, baby.
Right.
You know, my day was a little rough or what have you. And it could be vice versa.
Right.
Vice versa. Either way.
Yes.
But to reach out and communicate.
That's the biggest thing.
Communication.
I think that's the biggest thing. If you are rejection, you know, doesn't have to have such a sting if the person comes back and says something about
it.
So exactly when you say, you know what, you just automatically put it out there. You know, I had a rough day.
Right.
You know, this is what I'm feeling. Honey, just give me a couple minutes and I'll be right downstairs.
Absolutely.
You know, it just took the sting out.
It's the nonverbal communication.
That messes it up.
That really does.
That does.
We need to learn really how to be better communicators.
Right. That's absolutely.
Amazingly enough.
Yeah.
What that would do.
Yes.
That amazing. Would, just
yeah. That would.
It's okay to express
how you
feel.
But think about the word itself, rejection, but think about the word reject.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Think about that. I mean, that's not,
yes.
I mean, that hurts.
It does
it's
hurt.
Like, it refused to accept, refused to believe.
Right.
It's like, even when you say something, it's like, they just refuse to believe. Like, if, like my husband's like, I don't tell him I love him enough.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, that kind of hurt. But it's like, when I say it, he refused to believe that I love him. Because he's like, now he thinks I'm just saying it because he said, I don't say it enough.
Absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
I think
that's
that,
a good one.
Like rejects, we think about anything that's not, like, not good.
Not important.
Anymore. Not important.
Yeah.
But you know
what?
We're going to stop with that thought right there. We're going to continue tomorrow in the Word in Me with rejection. God bless you.